This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers and sisters all around the globe, welcome to the program For a Better Life here in IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Wahid Alawi. We were talking about anger and anger management. And I will start the program, inshallah, from giving an example from the blessed life of the Prophet, so we can take examples from these lofty lives, these lofty biographies for our own life, and bring it into practice in our lives, inshallah ta'ala. As everyone has read and heard, people would repeatedly throw dirt on the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Sometimes they would even hit him on the leg with a bone in such a way that blood would drip from his leg. Now, can you imagine that? Someone hitting you with a stone or a bone so blood would drip from your legs? Sometimes they would throw the liver of a camel or a donkey or a sheep at his face. But as an answer, the Prophet would pray, O Allah, Ya Allah, guide my people, for they do not know. This is the conduct of the Prophet. Rahmatul lil alameen, a mercy for mankind, a mercy for the universe, for the mountains and the trees and the stones and the plants and the insects and the animals and the human beings and even his own enemies. O Allah, guide my people, for they do not know. This is the conduct of all the prophets of Allah. All of them were Muslims. All of them had one single religion, the religion of fitrah, the natural disposition, Islam. He would forgive them and ask Allah to forgive them as well. We must follow the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi if we are true believers. As I said in previous programs, practice makes perfect. Exercise this when you are in these kind of situations. When someone angers you, when someone is cursing you, when someone is saying very bad words to your mother, father, family members, relatives, whatever. Exercise anger management, dear brothers and sisters. Imagine what the Prophet would do in such a situation. We took examples from the scholars of the deen, and we must bear the difficulties that we see in the society, and we must know that it will not remain like this. The people will be guided if we are guided on the straight path. And there is a tradition which is found in Usulul Kafi, one of the most authentic books within the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhum assalam, which says that a companion from one of the nomad tribes, one of the tribes of the deserts of Arabia, came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And before departure, this nomadic Arab said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, give me some advice that I can benefit from. The Prophet said one single sentence. He answered him by saying, Do not become angry. The Arab man accepted his advice. When he returned to his tribe, he saw that they were in an abnormal condition. Something had happened. He asked, What was it about? The people were upset. He asked, What was up from the people who greeted him? They said that blood has been spilt between us and another tribe. They were waiting to start a war between two tribes.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
At the beginning, the Arab pride of Jahiliyyah, the time of ignorance, and the time of ignorance, by the way, dear brothers and sisters, still exists within us. The Arab pride overtook him. This Jahiliyyah, this ignorance, overtook him. He armed himself and went off in the direction of the other tribe. He remembered what the Prophet told him suddenly. When he faced the other tribe, he remembered what the Prophet told him. He remembered that the Prophet told him not to become angry. At that moment, he threw his sword down. Now, this was a great believer. He threw his sword down. When you have your adrenaline and noradrenaline and your cortisol just exploding within you, you know, your blood is pumping, it's very hard to do such an action. He threw his sword down and faced the enemy tribe. When they saw that he was unarmed and walking towards them, they asked about it. He said that I dropped my sword so as to be able to speak with you. So they dropped their swords and waited to hear what he had to say. He came close to them and called their leaders. He asked them in a nice voice, not in a harsh voice. And Allah ordered Prophet Musa and Harun alayhim assalam to go to Fir'aun, the greatest tyrant at that time, with a lenient voice, with a nice voice, and invite him towards the deen, invite him to the religion and to the right path. And he did this as well. He said in a nice voice, why are we fighting each other? Suppose you killed someone in revenge for the person from your tribe who was killed. He still would not come back to life. Come, take this blood money and whatever else you want. If you insist that someone from my tribe must be killed as revenge, as qisas, you can kill me instead. The enemy tribe, surprised by this action, the enemy tribe, by seeing this, the leader's unprecedented condition, became humane. When they saw this leader's unprecedented condition, they became humane, and without even taking the blood money, made a peace contract. They said, if you are Kareem, we can be Kareem too. We can actually be Akram. We can be more generous. If you are generous, we can be generous as well. Not did they even seek revenge. They didn't even take the blood money. And they made a peace contract. All of that because of one single advice from the Holy Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Till next time, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of you. And please join us in future programs for a better life. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. So I need. So I need. All I need. Love is all I need.